This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
Hour 2, Mailin' in Friday, brought to you by sportsmarketplace.ca, where there's currently over 1,000 items up for sale. It's where sports fans go to put their stuff on waivers. Get to the website, sportsmarketplace.ca. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. Ray Ferraro will join us in a few moments. Look back on that Leaf loss last night where they were sitting pretty, up 2-1 to start the third, and 3 minutes into the third, they're down 4-2. It was that quick, and they just couldn't get it going. They had almost a full 2 minutes of 5-on-3, and they generated some chances, as you would expect, but they couldn't close. And Riddick made a couple of big stops,
he
to
did.
His credit. Yeah. Riddick played well last night.
Some good scrambly saves, and he did make some. But that's what you need. You know, and I didn't disagree with Sheldon Keefe's comments after he said, probably deserve better fate tonight, maybe not so much in Vancouver, where Freddie made some big saves. It almost kind of evened out, really.
Yeah.
Because Freddie was brilliant when they needed him, especially in the third. And I thought Riddick was really good when Calgary needed him last night. Whole league's about goaltending. I mean, you know, we just talked about it with Strutty in Edmonton. Like, Edmonton scored 5 goals last night, couldn't get a save at the right time, and lost 6-5. Like, that's...
to Minnesota.
But Minnesota's actually come on, and their schedule, I was looking at it, they have 18 out of 22 home games starting, like, after Christmas.
They get in the playoffs, so Borussi's going to win himself the coach of the year.
Borussi Boudreau is sniffing around a Jack Adams. Sniffing.
They're right in
hard.
The playoff spot.
Hello.
They were at the bottom
Hello.
Of the league.
We said on this show, and it was warranted, easily the worst team we've seen in years.
Yeah, they were pathetic.
But that was 6 weeks ago. That's how much the league... We were saying that about Dallas. We were saying that about San Jose. We were saying that about who else? I mean...
Well, the Leafs, Calgary, there's a bunch of teams.
Yeah, but teams that went through that.
There's a comment in Toronto. He's like, now I'd like to wake up and be faster tomorrow, but it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. No, it was ugly for them, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Boudreau
came out and made comments about Brucey.
One point out of a wild card spot.
Right. He might play the role of Mike Yeo and Craig Berube in the same year. Bruce Boudreau.
Hello.
Urobi. He's Urobi.
He's Urobi. That's exactly who he is.
Urobi.
Yeah.
Urobi.
He's Craig Urobi.
I love it.
That's who he is. Brucey Boudreau is a man of multiple coaching personalities. Early in the year, it's ugly. Hello. But he gets it cooking, and they're back, man, Minnesota.
We got to get Brucey back on.
We got to get him back on.
Well, you know he's tracking the Leafs. Like, imagine, tough loss last night.
He would have sacrificed a mini loss last night for a Leaf win in the third. He would have said, you know, we've been red hot. They needed that win out in Calgary.
Yeah, they have been. I will say it. Minnesota has been.
They've been good.
Been on fire lately.
Toronto's in Minnesota on New Year's Eve. Like, what a weird schedule.
Not my fave. I know Jamie played there and he likes it there, but not my fave.
Well, not a New Year's special. I mean, come on. Last year, 2 years ago, they were in Vegas on New Year's.
The second... they're in Winnipeg, and I'm calling that game.
So they're just going to stay out there. Yeah, they're going to celebrate in Mini.
Yeah, they'll do it in Mini. But that's an interesting trip for them.
You guys ever have a New Year's on, like, a bus or on a plane? Or...
all the time. Guy goes on the thing, hey, Happy New Year's, everyone.
It's the most depressing thing ever.
Well, I thought about it the other night.
What was that old dump in Washington? Remember when the rink was, like, out in the middle of Landover?
The Greenbelt Marriott. Used to stay at the Greenbelt Marriott in Andover.
Multiple New Year's in a row at that dump hotel.
We had, when I was with St. Louis, we had Y2K in Washington. We played Philly. And remember they were worried,
I remember Y2K, of course.
They were worried that planes were going to fall out of the sky and everything with the turning. So we took the train down from Philadelphia to Washington. We played a 5 o'clock New Year's Day game in Washington, and Q was our coach, and he said, guys, like, it's Y2K, go out, 1:30 curfew. We'll practice at 9 a.m. We'll play 5 o'clock that day. We went out and we got rinsed. It spent like $200 to get into this club. Pretty decent night, took it easy. My goalie partner didn't take it as easy as I thought he should have been. And he looked a little rough the next morning.
Was he going to start?
Oh, yeah, he was playing that. 5 o'clock, no problem. Sitting there at 8 o'clock in the morning with a Diet Coke, gives me the wink. He says, special style today. Shutout. That 5 o'clock, shut them out.
No way.
4-0. Was brilliant.
Just knocking the rust off at 8 a.m.?
He was unreal.
And on his head at 5 p.m.
He had a rum and Coke at 8 a.m.?
No. Diet Coke was the cryptic version of, like, I need some caffeine here. So Diet Coke and a special style in the morning.
Okay. What is it called? The Green Belt Marriott?
Yeah, the Green Belt.
Every New Year's Eve, we'd be there, and it would... You're looking out the window, and there would be a big concourse and everyone, and then we'd be like, we got to go have a peek. We got to take a peek.
Go down and check it out.
Cool, but that's...
It's depressing, though, like being on a bus or a plane or something like that.
Last year, I was...
Like at midnight,
I was in Columbus. I think I called a game and just hung out in the room.
Like, right.
I bet you Ray, he's called a lot of games. He's never heard a goal like the golden goal. Do you want, like, he's got to hear it.
Well, he's on hold. Do you think? Yeah, I guess so. Why don't we bring him in and then we'll explain what we're talking about. Exactly. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
I am just back in Vancouver and kind of shifting into getting ready to leave on Tuesday. So what I'm finding is I'm nowhere near ready to go.
Yeah, the packing for a European World Junior.
Here's what I would do. Like, do you pack? Are you an efficient packer, Ray? Like,
yes.
See, I'm. You're like me. Like, I like to pack very light and efficient.
So, okay, but here's the problem, Noodles. Cammy and the kids are coming.
Okay.
And so my suitcase has been invaded, and I don't like that.
No.
No way, man. I don't like that either. You get your own suitcase.
Yeah.
You get your own suitcase.
How long are you over there for? 17 days?
What's that? Sorry, Jamie?
How long are you over there for? Like 17 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I could get away with one of those like 22-inch like carry-on.
Duffel bag. You just clean your clothes.
Yeah, you can do, because you do laundry over there or have the hotel do it. But like, you know,
I think the greatest sin is to bring back clean clothes like that you haven't worn. I'm like, why am I bringing 5 casual shirts? I'm doing a game every day.
Like, 4 pairs of socks, 4 underwears, different dress shirts, and a bunch of different ties. Nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, I'll tell you, by the end of those tournaments, though, you start looking at your clothes and you're like, damn, I got to wear that thing again? The clothes are tired of me, not me. I'm even tired of them. It's like, I can go. I think I can do it with 2 suits this year, though.
Yeah,
no, there you go.
I think it can be done. Yeah, that's the goal anyway.
Not many people watching this tournament anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're on camera, though, for like 8 seconds a day, so it's not like, you know, which is a good thing for the viewer.
I think it's 2 suits and multiple shirts.
Dark blue, dark black, and a bunch of ties.
Hang the suit up the minute that you get back to the hotel room so that it airs out and it's not, doesn't look like you slept in it. I think if you're efficient, you're fine.
But, okay, and here's the other complication. We have 1 bag full of Christmas presents.
Oh,
that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm not, and that wasn't really, that didn't seem to be talked about. It's just, I see it's packed right by the front door, and I'm like, when I came home, I'm like, I guess that one's coming.
Yeah, and it's coming back.
Your kids are young, so you can't give them cash.
No, well, although Riley's now 13, and he's like, no, I don't need lots of stuff. You know, I just need like some AirPods or, oh, really? That's it?
Yeah,
yeah, so just put that down.
Or 500.
$250 Christmas presents. You're like, man, what happened to like getting them a Slinky?
That was like in the 80s, man. That's a long ways behind us now. You see the new iPad or the new MacBook is like $52,000.
I saw that.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's
the most expensive computer. Yeah.
It's the most expensive computer going, not I think ever, but I guess if you program it properly,
right,
the way they tell you to, with everything you're supposed to pump into it, all the apps and all that, it's going to add up to like $52,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And some guy's going to buy it to be like, I have to have it. And, and
well,
use 1%.
The wall like the guy's banana.
Yeah. Yes. $120,000 for a banana up against the wall, and then some guy eats it the next day.
That's when if you've got a buddy like Kramer, he comes over and takes a chomp out of it. He's like, that was good.
Yeah, $120,000 produce, Kramer. Anyway, you were at that game last night, Leafs Flames. I mean, what were you thinking 3 minutes into the third period?
Man, that was like it's like they forgot that the period started. Like the first goal, so Noodles, the first goal of the period, Anderson's got the puck. Why does a goalie, I've never quite understood this, shoot it around the glass head high? Like, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I can
you're
think
thinking
of,
it's going to get out,
well,
aren't you?
The only reason a goalie fires it head high around the glass is you've got to beat the first forechecker if he's near you in the corner and trying to take the boards away. So you got to get it over him so that the guy on the half wall near the defenseman, if he's coming back into coverage, he can probably take it in the hip, like have it hit his body and drop down. That would
well,
be.
Well, I guess the problem was that he shot it, you know, past Riley's ear. And it got stopped by the Flames guy. Like, the Flames second guy, forechecker, got in between Riley and whoever I forget who the Leafs winger was on the left side there. Like, he got in between and, like, boom, boom, it's in the net. The next one, you know, was the two-on-one, and I didn't love it from Anderson's spot. You know, like, I think he's more often than not going to make that save. And then the third's a deflection, and you're like, man, this thing, like, it just got away from them. But then they had... You know, what are the 90 seconds of 5-on-3? Like, the chance was there to get back in it. And I just thought they just weren't sharp. They weren't in tune last night. Like, they missed a lot of pass, power play, and it just didn't look crisp. It didn't look sharp. And then now you're back in the last 5 minutes, and there was no time left. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I think that's accurate, and that's effectively what Sheldon Keefe had to say after the game. He said we had one good line, and no one else really gave us a good day.
Agreed.
No one else really showed up, and it's disappointing because that is the eighth time already this year they've been tied in the third period. This time they had the lead in the third period, and they didn't even get it to overtime for a point. Like, that's just attention to detail that's having a meltdown. With Babcock, it was in the first period. With Keefe, it's been the third period. But they're a flawed team that – they just cannot find a way to close. And it's going to kill you.
Concern, don't you think the concern is like the shift over shift stuff seems to get lost on them? Like they have a good period and then start of the next period they're good and then it just kind of fizzles for a bit. And then it takes them a while to get it back. Like, you know, Marner and Tavares were, you know, with the puck last night were awesome. I thought Mikheyev was unbelievable and from the second period on. I thought he was awesome. Nylander and Matthews, not so much.
No, nothing. You know, nothing last night.
And so, you know, like, Nylander came off the bench on the one, I think it was the Hamonic goal, and, you know, he came off the bench, and I think he's, like, I believe he's thinking he's the right winger, but Marner was already over there, and he came right over towards the puck, and they passed it behind him. Hamonic had, you know, had all kinds of time to pick the spot that he needed to hit. Like, they keep finding a way to hurt themselves. And it's really, obviously, it damages their chances. Like, last night, that was a game, they're in decent shape after two periods. I thought Anderson looked awesome in the first two periods, and then it just got away from them.
Ray, do you think they're going to get it together and make the playoffs? Yes or no answer?
Yeah, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I don't think, just because the more I keep reading about, you know, oh, you need 98 points to make the playoffs, you need...
Maybe
you know,
not this year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to need it this year. And so that's why I'm, you know, my guess is right now that they'll be good enough, but it's certainly not going to be a cakewalk. I mean, we've belabored this thing, and like everybody else, we've talked about, you know, they're going to have to find somebody else to play goal at some point. Right, like they're going to have to. Like, Anderson can't play 70 games. And yet, you know, I live out here in Vancouver, and Thatcher Demko had his second concussion of the season. And so now they got Mikey DiPietro, who has played one NHL game and got booted in the shins last year. Remember, he got pummeled against San Jose.
Yeah, San Jose lit him up, yeah.
But I think, like, Vancouver's got to do the same thing. They've got to play Markstrom until his feet fall off. Like, what other choice do you have? You can't, like, I think those are, I don't know if it's just the way the league is, but have we ever been more concerned with the backup goalie? Except it's super important now. It seems more important than it's ever been.
It's because of the parity. Like, it legitimately is. There's going to be a team like we saw Montreal last year, missed the playoffs by, well, it was three, but technically 2 points. Like, that's, and those 2 points, people go back and circle the schedule and go, yeah, the backup didn't do it. Or remember when you pissed those points away in October? Like, that's, there's going to be a really good team that misses the playoffs this year because they stubbed their toe at some point during the season and couldn't recover.
What did you say, Brian? That's eight times into the third with a lead and got no points out of it?
At least tied in the third period. Eight times they've been tied in the third without even a point.
Wow, that's, just think, like, even a couple of those points somewhere down the line will be critical.
Yep. Yeah,
like,
it's huge.
Like, not to say you get all eight of them, but what if there was just a couple more?
Right.
Could change the whole landscape of the playoff picture of their season, everything. I mean, that's the kind of detail I think we're expecting all year, right? Like, there's going to be three or four teams fighting for it, and someone's going to win it by, like, a point or two.
And the other thing, like last night I'm looking and I see, oh, Tampa squeezed on Boston last night, right? Like, they beat Boston. And you're like, every time Tampa wins, I kind of wait for them to go on, like, a 12-game run.
No, then they lose three in a row.
Right, like, I'm like, but doesn't, like, I think Tampa's going to make the playoffs. I'm like, well, wait a minute, I'm going to be wrong on some of this. Because I talked to one of the Canucks guys today, and they were saying, like, Carolina is for real. They're like, that is a very good team. If they had one more forward that maybe could finish, you know, like, they would, like, who wouldn't want that defense? They had almost 50 shots last night. And, you know, and didn't score. Markstrom was unbelievable. But so that the reason I mentioned Carolina is that might be a team that you'd think, maybe they'll fall back or they'll miss, or, well, maybe they're more sure than we think. All of a sudden Buffalo's won a few in a row and you're like, oh man, could they do that?
Yep. Yeah. No, Philly, Pittsburgh, I'm waiting for Pittsburgh to realize that Sid hasn't played in a month and, you know, they're going yeah. back and forth with Tristan Jarry and then Murray, and it's like, no, we're just going to keep rolling along and keep winning, and they're on.
How about somebody put on Twitter today? Anybody could have had Tristan Jarry in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to pay a price. I don't know what that would
be. Yeah,
but now it's going to be one of your better defensemen, though.
Yeah, but just think, like, what if you know, he makes $700,000?
Yeah,
right. Like, you're like, holy, like, he's their starter right now. He's playing way better than Matt Murray.
Yeah.
He may not be going anywhere now. Like, they're, because Seattle's going to come into play at some point too, right? Like, if you have two goalies, you're going to lose one of them. If they're both really good, you're going to have to make a choice. And you don't have to do it right now.
Matt Murray's going
to
get Marc-Andre flurried.
He might. That wouldn't be. I mean, if Jarry keeps playing like this, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, you go with the guy who's getting you the wins right now. With, especially like you say, Sid hasn't been available, and they're still grinding away. Gino has been a bit of a beast. Like, I watched him play the other day. He is Gino Malkin, what you expect. You know, especially when Sid's not there and when he's the guy. He's a beast.
Yeah, but just think, Brian Rust is their top right winger right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's playing with Malkin and Gensel. And you're like, Brian Rust? Like, he's a depth player when Pittsburgh's healthy. But he's one of their main guys right now. Like, I'd say Mike Sullivan must be doing a pretty good job with those guys to make them or help them believe to have a system that they can play. Like, they have no lineup. And, you know, they got one of the best players in the world out of the game. And yet it's, you know, they win, put points on the board. And pretty impressive.
The LA Kings got a win last night, and Drew Doughty was asked about that after the game. You know, what led them to kind of fight and get the momentum going. And here's what Doughty said postgame.
Can't make its way out of the league. We need fighting. I know people don't like it, some of you, but then you're just going to have all those meatheads running around, little guys being rats out there, and that's just the way it's going to go. So we need fighting. People need to be able to protect their teammates and themselves. And, when it's safe like that and no one gets hurt, that's the best way.
So that's going to rattle a lot of cages.
Meatheads running.
There's going to be a lot of people that don't want to hear that. But, you know, he's more than entitled to his opinion, obviously. And What do you make of that comment from Drew Doughty? That's going to go a long way because of who said it.
Right. Well, yeah, it's not going to get just, you know, swept away. Fighting is allowed. Like, he's correct. It is allowed. I don't see there ever being a ban. Now, my son plays in Germany, and there's fighting in that league. You just get suspended at three fights.
Right.
Right? Like, it's still a, you know, it's a way smaller part of the game than it used to be, but it's still there. And I'm ambivalent on whether it makes it safer or not, because I think guys play differently than they would have way back, you know, in the day. Like, I remember when Jarkko Ruutu and Matt Cook were wreaking havoc around the league, right? Like, they'd run around and they could skate, and they hit with intent, but they didn't have to fight. And that was, I don't know, that was 15 years ago. So the game's changed like that. It's been for a while, but it's still there. You know, McDermott just had to, you know, because he's a giant, he had to find somebody and, you know, willing to go. And then it becomes part of the game.
Yep. I think, I don't see it. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. If it's going somewhere, it's not because people think it doesn't matter anymore. It's because concussion, CTE, head injuries, lawsuits, right? That's what's going to eventually say it's gone. And that doesn't mean there still won't be fights, but the penalties will be extreme.
Right,
you know, you'll get suspended for 10 games. And some guys will just say, I don't
care.
Maybe
you fight and you get kicked right out.
Yeah.
You don't get a second fight. You don't get, you know, like, it's fight and you're gone.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Maybe that's what it'll become. But it does seem, you know, I don't know if you watched the Jordan Greenway fight last night. He
him and Nurse, yeah, it was a good fight.
Nurse got him pretty good, though.
Oh, boy, did he ever at the end. And you're like, man, and this is, I think, the, you know, the of the many things I'm not understood about concussions is, like, how can Greenway absorb that punch from Nurse, the uppercut, and be fine? And somebody else, you know, get hit. Not a whiplash hit or, you know, a clip hit, but a guy get hit nowhere near his head and end up with concussion. Right? Like, it's just so, it's such a wide-ranging big topic that I don't know that the league will be able to keep pushing it away and say, yeah, we'll deal with it later. Eventually, I don't know, maybe it does come where it just can't be.
All right, buddy. Well, I think we have a piece of audio.
Exclusive audio for you.
Yeah, the O-Dog has found a way to put something together. What happened to you there? You disappeared because you're up. You're supposed to explain what's going on.
No, you said you were going to do it. Why are you throwing me under the bus? Just play the audio.
Well, it's your audio. You're the one that's dying to play it.
Forget it. Don't even do it. We'll play it for the audio.
No, you want to hear it.
I want it.
Go ahead, buddy. Don't
explain it. Come on.
Instead
pal.
Of screwing me over, you
how am I screwing
have just
you kept... over? You looked at me and said, "I'm up." You gave me the.
No,
so
I
I'm
didn't.
Waiting for you.
You. Anyway.
Okay, Chris Cuthbert.
Go ahead. This, Noodles. You're the only chance here.
Yeah, Noodles. You set it up.
Are we ready? Fire away.
What a scene at Canada Hockey Place. Overtime in the gold medal game. Cannot confirm or deny that Jamie Noodles McLennan has never been better in the Team Canada net. Face off to his right. What are the odds that Al's brother would be on the ice at this critical time? Another grit grinder, the Grappler, out there as well. Probably because he's 5'8", 240 every day. Captain Hayes to take the draw. He's played a lot of hockey, but not at this level. From the faceoff, Canada gets control. Al's brother up to the Grappler. Puck now at center. O-Dog up with it again. He's on the ice with Hayes. Hayes. O-Dog scores. Jeff O'Neill. The O-Dog goal. And Canada has once in a lifetime Olympic goal. What a moment for Canada. And O-Dog will have a gold medal he'll never lose.
Just wasting Cuthbert's time. But he got an Elmer Fudd out of it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that is Fudd-worthy. I'll tell you, CC is, man, that's pretty good stuff. He got everybody in there, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He did.
He's the best.
Al's brother was on the ice the whole night.
Oh, the Grappler? The Grappler, you know, seems like he'd have a lack of mobility, you know? You know, like,
I don't know who's coaching that team.
You know, but how about you as the captain, Hayes?
I know.
Inspiring.
Although just a little backhanded smack with he's played a lot of hockey, but not at this level. Like, just to knock me down to size. Yeah.
Still the captain, though.
Hey, by the way, we take those broadcasts seriously. I don't know if you watched last night where the guys in the truck put that thing together about Cuthbert's notes.
Right, yeah, I did see that with the coffee all over it.
Yeah, like the guys in the truck were giggling as we were going through that. Cuthbert had no idea. He just wanted to show Jeff Ward's nice penmanship. And then all the other, like Johnny Russin, the stats guy, put it together, and Franklin, the director, and Eddie, the producer, and Ronnie, who puts all that stuff together. They put it all together, and it comes up, and I honestly couldn't stop giggling.
So good.
Because he's looking at it, and all he's thinking is, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
I loved it.
And I need to record the overdrive golden goal at some point. Two priorities for Cuthbert last night. So.
Well, we got it on the air. So
there you go.
Congratulations on the goal.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's a big
gold medal forever.
Big snipe. All right, buddy. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have a great call over there in the Czech Republic. I'm sure we'll bother you at some point. But
Yeah, Grappler's already been on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, trying to set up hits for December 27th. I'm like, man, I got to find the plane first. Like, let's hold off on that. So I think we'll do some post-game on the Canada, every Canada.
Okay, cool.
We'll check in.
Well, we'll be here. So
Merry Christmas, everyone. Have all the listeners and people. Call and do all the big Christmas with your family. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks, there man. He is. Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst.
Just gone.
No Enjoy idea
your
what
holidays,
said.
Ray, because I will be too.
Ray joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. For all of December, receive $500 Von Mills gift cards when you purchase or lease any new in-stock vehicle. Maple Toyota right next to the Wonderland. Not the Wonderland. Wonderland.
Wonderland.
So we got to announce our first Instagram handle here at some point.
Before we do that was so unnecessary. You were like, I'm going to play the Doughty clip and then I'll get to the goal. And then the goal comes up and you look at me and I'm just basically not paying attention because it was on you to do it. And then you're like, oh, are you like alive?
Well, that's not true.
No,
at all.
It is true.
When you
it
go like this, that means I'm up and it'll be short.
And then you unplugged your earphones and looked at me and said, "I'm going to play the Doughty, and
then I'll
get
first.
Then I'll get to the goal."
No, I didn't.
I'm like,
say
that. Okay, go ahead.
I did not say that. I said I want to get to Doughty, and then we'll get to it.
No, you throw
it's
me under
thing.
The bus.
You know
it's,
what we
it's
need?
It's your thing. You're supposed to be ready.
You.
Get your
Hayes.
Damn act together.
Get your damn act together.
You know what I believe that we need as a group? A chicken parm Sandy.
Al's brother apparently flew to Italy to get these sandwiches.
But I've had a growl on for 90 minutes. I don't know where the hell
is
this
he
guy
back?
Is.
Where
he's
is
back
he?
There. I can see him. He's back there.
But
Al's brother's back.
They're all fed and watered back there.
Oh, those two. I'm watching them eat back there. Sounds like Nick Batan being loaned back to the Marlies, so I would think Trevor Moore probably going to play tomorrow night.
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
So we'll get to our first Instagram handle, and the first up guys had a great poll question today. We'll tell you what it is. We'll get into it next. All right, Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider in the next hour. Bob McKenzie coming up as well. We'll tell you about the first up poll today, the poll Iacovo this morning. A very good one. Everyone's doing the year in review, decade in review, you know. We're going to be in the 20s. In a couple of
crazy.
Weeks. The 20s.
Crazy. I know. It's crazy.
We're talking about Y2K.
Yeah.
Earlier this hour.
Well,
I
got
to get to a comment you just made before we came on the air. You think a chicken parm Sandy is all about the bun?
Yep. A lot
that
of it is the bun.
Not even close to the truth.
A lot of it is the bun.
It's all about how much. I like heavy sauce in there. You guys don't.
No, I like a good sauce. I like a heavy sauce. I like a lot of stuff.
It's about the sauce and the mushrooms for me.
I'm telling you, man, if you get a bad bun, it's like a burger. You can have the best patty in the world. You get a donkey burger on there, it sucks. You got to have the right bread.
If you get a lazy bun, it's no good.
Bad bun, bad burger,
yeah,
bad parm.
I agree.
Fact.
No, I'm about the sauce and the shrooms.
Yeah, see, I don't mess around with that. I keep it pretty basic.
No mushrooms necessary.
Right.
You know what it would be called if they grabbed two buns and put it on the side of your head and squished it together?
An idiot sandwich? Yeah, I would.
That's exactly
An
right.
Idiot sandwich.
What
the
is
best.
That? What's that guy's name? The
it's chef. Gordon
chef.
Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
That's
he
the
grabs
best.
Two pieces of bun. He's like, do you know what kind of sandwich this is? It's an idiot sandwich.
You're an idiot sandwich. It's one of the best gifts online. It's so great. All right. All week long, we have been encouraging listeners to enter for their chance to win two spots on TSN 1050 Superfan Spring Break, an ultimate hockey vacation from bookseats.com. Friday is here. It's time to announce our first winning handle. If it is your handle, you will have 10 minutes and 50 seconds to call in and claim your prize at 416-870-1050. 416-870-1050. To claim your four nights in Florida, including round-trip flights, accommodations, and tickets to see Toronto take on Tampa and Florida. If we don't hear from you, we're moving on to the next handle. Bookseats.com, custom flight, hotel, and ticket packages to events around the world, simplifying the way fans travel. I have no idea how to pronounce this last name. So
let me see. Let me have a peek.
Send it around the horn,
you guys,
and we will all try.
The first one, the top one, the one at the top.
John Kuznetsky.
That's probably right. Noodles, give it a shot. See if you can alter that at all.
Where?
Top one, right at the top.
John Kuznetsky.
Okay, get both of them. I think you said the exact same thing.
No kidding.
Yeah, get the tape, Mullen. Put the chicken parm down for a second.
Mullen has it all over.
It's like he is burying a chicken parm.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to have any drops or anything.
Well, this is his secret spot. He's the one that sent Al's brother.
Oh, this is Mullen's spot?
Oh, yeah. Mullen's been talking about this spot for a while. And Al's brother looks like he's fond of it. But
yeah.
I believe Mullen was the captain of the chicken parm, you know, entourage or envoyage, whatever you want to call it.
John Kuznetsky.
Okay.
John Kuznetsky.
There you go. Whoever it is, you know it's your handle.
Do you have the back-to-back pronunciation?
Give him a second. You got both? Okay, let's hear both of them.
John Kuznetsky.
John Kuznetsky.
Yeah, he could have came up with something.
But that is.
I think that's
it. What it is.
But he's hit it, so you might as well throw
it. Well, you
got to
get
different.
His handle. His handle is at J Kuznetsky _.
Right. Wouldn't you, with a last name like that, go with at John _ like K or something like
what
that?
What about Johnny K?
And why is there an underscore at the end of it? There's another John Kuznetsky out there?
Like, people that use underscores in their handles are
it's so
from Mars. They're from Mars.
There's nothing better, though, than the guy who's like not a celebrity, no one knows who it is, and it's the real John Kuznetsky.
Exactly.
As if, you know,
yeah,
you're Will Smith or like a Kardashian.
That's
or
true.
Something.
How many guys have struck out because they've Googled somebody on Insta and tried to slide into the DMs, but there's an underscore and they could never find it, and it just...
It's actually a great poof. It's a great move, and I would suggest that women maybe look into it. If you want
for
to
privacy?
Avoid... If you want to avoid guys, the wrong guys trying to slide into the DMs, mix in an underscore, and they're right off the whole path. Like,
yeah, people just go away.
You're like, I'm not doing that. I can't find that. I can't figure it out. So anyway, John, you got 10 minutes and 50 seconds to call in.
Kuznetsky.
So the Paul Iacovo, brought to you by JerseyFactory.com this morning. Who is the top Toronto athlete of the decade? Who do you think ended up in the top spot? They put three guys up. And then you could write in with other options. But before I tell you, who do you think they put up and ended up with 37% of the vote?
Would Kawhi be one of them?
I think Kyle Lowry, because they won the championship.
Yeah, but Kawhi was... I think Kawhi is for sure. That's the one who got 37%.
Kawhi got the most. They put Lowry, Bautista, Kawhi, and then you could write in whoever you wanted. A lot of people wrote in. Jovinko got some love. Austin Matthews got a lot of love, clearly. I think Tavares should be in there because he came back. Like, again, he fulfilled that prophecy.
You're talking about a decade, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, for me, it's a two-man race. It's either Lowry or Bautista, and I would go with Lowry because they won. But let's not forget Bautista, man. Like, early on in the decade, that's when he was hitting 54 bombs and...
So you don't feel like Kawhi could be just because of the 1 year?
He's been here for 1 year. It's a 10-year run.
You could almost put Josh Donaldson on that list, too. Won an MVP.
Yeah.
But here's
he could
thing.
Be included.
He had a 4-year stint here that was incredible.
Yep.
But if you make your mark in that short of time, what does it matter for the 10 years? Like, I would argue that Kawhi. It's Kawhi.
That would get your vote. Man of the decade in Toronto is Kawhi Leonard. Because in the same decade, he left for L.A.
But he also delivered something that you've never seen as a Raptors fan.
Right. That's why I would give it to Kyle, because Kyle was a part of that too. Maybe not as much of the pie as Kawhi Leonard, but he stayed.
But he stayed.
And he loves it.
But
here.
Guess what? Kyle had many chances before that, and they never won because they did not have Kawhi Leonard.
Valid. I would have picked Kyle Lowry, and Josh Donaldson would have been the second.
I would go Lowry one. I'd go Bautista two.
No, Donaldson.
But Bautista MVP. But Bautista was here for more time. You're right. Donaldson had the MVP, and
but
I can't
not,
fight
it's
that.
It's not 10 years.
But those 4 years, he was a runner-up for the MVP 1 year as well, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he was. He was right there. Yeah.
I think it's impact. Isn't it like the greatest player or the greatest impact? Now, these players, like Bautista, you make a good case because he was here and he was hitting jacks and
he had the bat flip in Game 5. Like, that was the moment outside of probably the shot by Kawhi. The moment of the decade was the bat flip by Bautista.
Okay. So then it got surpassed by the Leonard shot and them winning the championship.
Right.
But when I think of the Raptors winning a championship, I don't think of Kyle Lowry. I think of Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. That's
my personal
I can't
view.
Deny that, man. I mean, it's totally subjective.
So who,
you can
who
say,
voted? I actually didn't see that.
There's votes. It's all over. I mean, the First Up guys posted it.
But like, who got the most vote?
Kawhi did, 37%.
So a lot of people.
Kawhi was 37. Bautista was 32. Lowry was 23. Jovinko got love. Matthews got a lot of love.
I'm not giving a guy the award for 1 year. I know he won the championship, and
I agree.
It's Kyle Lowry and Josh Donaldson.
Yeah,
but you're right. But he
and
won.
I would say Bautista. I would say Lowry and Bautista. Those are my two guys. But Donaldson would be close. You know, Kawhi would be in the running. Matthews would be in the running. Like probably as pathetic as it is, maybe the biggest Leaf moment of the decade was them winning the lottery. Like, it wasn't even something that happened on the ice.
No, you're right.
Like, maybe it was when they finally got in. I don't know.
And great players, but, like, winning. Like, Austin Matthews hasn't won a playoff round.
No.
But he's put up a bunch of goals and stuff. You know, Bautista and the bringer of rain, though, that's I would lean more towards him because of the success. Like, the world stage success. Like, all of baseball was watching the bringer of rain because he's up for the MVP.
He had a heater couple years, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was like he won the MVP his first year here in 15, and then in 16 he was third, I think, or something.
But the longevity, that's where Lowry and Bautista come in, guys that played great for many years.
Because we're talking about a decade. If we're talking about the athlete of the year in 2019, it's Kawhi Leonard, and no one is in his universe in Toronto. No one's in his universe.
Okay, so
but that's 1 year. If you're talking about a whole decade,
well, you're right. Like Bianca, for example.
Does she count as a Toronto athlete though? Like, she's from Mississauga, but she's a Canadian athlete. I don't associate her with Toronto necessarily.
Oh, it's almost got to be a team sport.
Yeah.
Okay, then we don't include her.
I mean, I guess you can. It's a hypothetical. She's from the Toronto area. I'm not saying she's not a part of the fabric here, but that was a Canadian story as much as it was a Toronto story.
Right.
Don't you think? I mean,
no, I agree.
She doesn't go out there with a uniform that says Toronto on it.
Right,
it's
exactly.
A Nike.
But you do associate her with this area, which, you know, she is a Toronto athlete, technically.
Yep, for sure. Old Brucey tweeting in saying, Ricky Ray needs some love. Two great cups for Ricky Ray.
Far
probably
down on my list.
Just a bit outside.
B-L-O-C-K.
No, you're not getting blocked for that.
No, that's
Ricky Ray
point.
Had a great decade.
And
he had a great decade, but he's clearly not the Toronto athlete of the decade. I mean, come on.
Not yet.
Right?
Then fire out four more tweets, Rick, that we don't talk about the Argos enough.
That was Bruce. That.
What?
Bruce.
What'd you call
Bruce.
Get your damn act together.
Just assume it's a Rick. Yeah. Michael Bradley getting some love too, and he should too.
Yeah.
Like he decided to step on board. He didn't have to come here. Now they were paying him a lot of money.
Yeah.
But he put TFC on the map, right?
Mm-hmm. He's up
Jovinko.
There.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Michael Lombardi in about 20 minutes, Bob McKenzie in the next hour as well. We're still waiting on a winner. John. Yeah.
We gotta ask Lombardi how brutal the Cowboys are and just talk about Jason Garrett with him. He loves to hate on him.
He hates on Mitchell Trubisky a lot. Jason Garrett. Who else does he kind of... He fires some darts around.
Your boy in Cleveland, the quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. Freddie Kitchens. He hates Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah,
so we'll catch up with
him. There's my first question. I got to ask him if he's the general manager and a quarterback questions the medical staff on the handling of a player, how nuts are you going on that particular player?
All right. That more coming up in about 20. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. All right, future headlines later in the afternoon. Bob McKenzie and Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider in the next hour. Our boy John Konechny. How do you pronounce that?
Konechny.
Konechny. Konechny. No go. Did not call in.
He's a Russian bot.
Are you sure? You got to give him a little bit of time, don't you?
I think the rules say 10 minutes, 50 seconds,
the
right?
Grappler?
Like, the grappler.
The rules are they got to call in within 10 minutes and 50 seconds. And we actually gave him about 15 minutes, so he already had the extra
time.
Give
me the thing. Next
He's
person.
Out. All right. Number two right there.
I got it.
Number two on the list. All right. Shout
number
out.
Number two is Emma. At Emma Lynn BB.
At Emma Lynn. Lynn.
At Emma Lynn BB.
All right.
Emma Lynn.
There you go.
BB.
Emma Lynn BB. 416-870-1050. You have 10 minutes and 50 seconds starting
now. And if you don't, we're going to get to my man, Anthony.
Well, don't even start down that road. We don't want to jinx Emma. Emma, you better be tuned in here.
Yeah.
Because old Johnny boy has missed the opportunity.
Feathers.
Presented
Johnny
by BookSeats.com.
Forgetsky.
Yeah, he's out. Johnny not listening ski. So
Forgetsky
Johnny
was better.
Yeah, it was. I tried to one up you there.
Yeah.
And it was brutal.
Didn't happen.
Get your work. Damn act together.
Yeah, didn't have the traction.
Anyway, so Michael Lombardi coming up and Bob McKenzie. Ugly scene in the OHL last night. Like we haven't talked about it last night. Really scary.
You know what's scary? Well, I'll tell you about the incident. A goaltender whose life was in danger. Mm-hmm. There was actually, think about this, there's some garbage things going on in this world. There was a guy in the crowd heckling him. What? And he got removed from the, like, this guy should be, his bosses should be told about that. Like, just below scum of the earth. And God forbid that this, like, thank God this kid's okay.
Yeah, he had surgery. Tucker Tynan is a goaltender for Niagara. Scary scene, you know, an opponent fell into him, skates up. And
couldn't have been the more of a freak accident.
Right.
Like, you couldn't do it again if you tried.
And obviously hit an artery, and it was, like, there blood all over the ice. It was scary, man. And they postponed the rest of the game. Niagara's not playing over the weekend. They're done. Yeah.
Good job by everybody involved there. Yeah. David Branch, OHL, Niagara, everybody.
Doctors involved, too.
Like, the training staff. Life. And you're right. Exactly. That guy was, I don't know what the hell he thought he was doing. But he was heckling the injury and the training staff, thinking he's being cool, like hanging over the glass, I think. And he got booed out of there, and someone got video
exposed
of him.
And figure out who he is and
idiot.
Whatever.
Such an idiot.
That guy's lucky that somebody didn't grab him and tune him up.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you're in that spot, I don't know, I've never been in a spot like that, but you're probably in shock in the
Everyone
building. You're like, what
shocked.
Is going on
Absolutely.
Out there?
So
again, we hope the kid's okay, and he went through surgery, successful surgery.
Yeah.
Bob McKenzie in the next hour, Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. Overdrive continues on the TSN app.
This hour has been brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.